we found almost no noticeable effect. When we looked at how many people were in the labor force, how many were actually working, we found that in 2014, the proportion of people working, the proportion of people in the labor force were almost exactly what would be predicted based on where the economy is and the history past 10 or 12 years. When we looked at a group that might have been more likely to be affected, adults with high school education or less, these are people who are most likely eligible for the health insurance subsidies in the marketplaces, maybe eligible for Medicaid. We actually found a surprising effect that for this group, employment was actually higher than what would be predicted in 2014. And we also found a small increase in part-time work to what would be predicted. So prior to actually looking at the data, people predicted that employment would actually go down and maybe there would be an increase in part-time work. We found, at least for this low-educated group, that employment actually went up by about 2 percentage points, which was about 3% more than it was expected, and that part-time work went up about 10 or 15% more than expected for this low-educated group. But overall, for all adults, it had the Affordable Care Act had no noticeable effect on the labor market.
How did you go about trying to measure this here over the last several years?
Well, we started with the fact that basically in 2014 was the first year when the full coverage, health insurance coverage expansions of the Affordable Care Act were implemented. So then what we did, we said, well, let's look at data on employment, labor force participation in years prior to 2014, try to measure how that previous history would predict what would happen in 2014, and then actually looked what happened in 2014 and compared the difference in what was expected and what actually happened. If the Affordable Care Act had an effect, we would expect to see, as people had predicted, some decline in employment, some increase in part-time employment in 2014 relative to what we had seen in the past, kind of what we call a break in the trend. So that's how we went about doing it.
That was one effect you were looking for, was an increase in part-time employment. What were some of the other effects you were measuring here in this study?
Right. We looked at employment in general, how many people or what proportion of people in the population, working age population, were working. What proportion were working part-time if they were working? How many hours a week were they working? And were they in the labor market at all? Or were they actually looking for work or had a job? So those are very four common, often cited statistics about the measuring the quality or the vigorousness of the labor market.
You talked about workers with high school education or less. That gets us into maybe the Medicaid expansion as well. I know that's something you looked at in pretty good detail. What did you find with the Medicaid expansion?
Right. So one of the, from a researcher's point of view, the Supreme Court did us a favor by allowing states not to participate in the Medicaid expansions of the Affordable Care Act. So we had about half the states that expanded Medicaid to childless adults and half the states that didn't. So again, since Medicaid is focused on people with low incomes, we looked at a sample of people with high school education or less. We looked at how employment changed in states that had expanded Medicaid compared to states that did not expand Medicaid. So the idea is if Medicaid and the expansions adversely affect employment, we should see less employment growth or less employment in states that expanded Medicaid compared to the other ones. When we did this, we found that there was almost no difference between the two types of states, suggesting that the Medicaid expansions did not adversely affect employment either.
You mentioned kind of using 2011, 12, and 13 as your baseline here. You've got 1 year worth of data now in 2014 with the full ACA pretty much in effect. Do you plan to follow up with more research in future years to see if anything changes?
Yes, of course. I mean, that's one of the big caveats. We've only looked at one full year of the expansion. So if things change a little slower, if firms are slower to respond, if people are slower to make their responses or to the health insurance marketplace, things might be different in 2015, and we certainly plan to follow up on that in the future.